had to go to town.
Yeah, I poked on him up and down a million times.
That was so hard. What did you call milk when it just started to turn sour?
Blanky.
Blanky.
And what was the next step?
Clabber.
What did your mother do with clabber?
Most of the time, fed it to the hogs or the dogs.
Once in a while, she'd put it in a sack.
A sack, you know, on a little thin muslin sack, hang it up, let it just drip out. And then it got kind of dried out, well, then you could put a little pepper and salt on it. Not so bad. If you was hungry enough, you could eat it. You'd have time making me say I liked it.
What'd you call that?
Now they call it clabber cheese, but what is they call it now?
Cottage
cheese. That's what they call it now in these, bring it out of these boxes and cans in the stores.
That costs like the dickens, too.
Yeah.
Did your mother ever make anything to pour over a bread pudding or a rice pudding?
Kind of a syrup or something. I don't know how she made it, but she'd make it sugar and something of it and mix it all up and make it kind of a thick syrup. And that worked good on them butter rolls. If they wasn't cooked with enough in them, you could pour that on them butter rolls.
What did you call food that you'd eat between meals?
Snacks.
Sort of that butter rolls like that. Sweet potatoes for the first coming in. It used to be the what they call nigger chokers, old dry potatoes. And then they grow there in the Nancy Hall, and they come out of the Puerto Ricans. And they come out of the red velvet, and then they come out of the red gold. And I don't know what of them. I think they got some yellow gold now. And then they got some. Well, the vineless Puerto Ricans. And they was talking about potatoes one day, and an old man with a chap and said, some folks said, you can flavor them old dry potatoes up to they're pretty good. He said, said, you can flavor Flint Rock soup before you can eat it after a while. And I had to agree with him.
Did your wife have any of these fancy glasses that had a big top stem down at the bottom?
Yeah, I've got eight of them there now.
What do you call those?
Tumblers? Ain't that what they call them? Which one's goblets?
That's the old big ones up here, and then got the little leg between the place where you sit on the leg.
I forget what you did. I've got four kinds in here.
Hold about a pint?
Yeah, something like that. Them old big goblets, yeah.
Yeah, it used to be that was called a schooner when you went in and got it filled full of beer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, which is the tumblers?
And this little one would be, the other one's a goblet.
That's something, I don't know.
It's interesting, they're both glasses though, aren't they?
Yeah. You know, I never did drink a schooner of beer. Fact of business, I never did drink very much beer of no kind.
This isn't beer country. You get up north around Chicago or Michigan or Wisconsin. Used to be every little town in Wisconsin had a brewery.
Yeah. Well, you get out in California, wineries, things like that.
Boys
drank wine instead of water.
Yeah, they got some good wineries.
Yeah.
But the wine they drink isn't very strong, 10% maybe.
That white port's more than 10%.
Yeah, they don't usually drink that.
I told him, Luther, he was talking about grapes this morning. I said, you know, old son, them old Mustangs.
Yeah.